Thank you and good afternoon. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office is searching for a male adult who broke into a home in the 1100 block of Sawdust Trail in Fieldbrook early this morning. Deputies contacted the homeowner around 3:30, and he told law enforcement that the suspect entered the residence armed with a firearm, and the two exchanged gunfire before the suspect fled the scene. No injuries were reported in the shooting. Deputies could not locate the suspect in the immediate area, and he remains at large. Anyone with information related to the incident is asked to contact authorities. Humboldt Bay Fire responded to a structure fire on 3rd Street in Eureka this morning. When crews arrived on scene, smoke was emanating from both the first and second floor, and fire was seen on the outside of Ritz Bar above the light fixture. The fire evacuated all occupants in the building, but crews had the fire extinguished within 10 minutes after removing parts of the roofing and ceiling of the exterior overhang. No injuries were reported in the fire, and although the fire remains under investigation, Humboldt Bay Fire says that the blaze appeared to have been caused by an electrical short. Damage was estimated at $6,000. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office responded to a shooting that occurred on Harrison Avenue in Fields Landing on Tuesday night. Deputies arrived to the 6700 block and detained several people involved in the incident, but after gathering information at the scene, deputies only arrested 36-year-old Stephen James Simpson. Simpson was seen by witnesses walking in the street with a firearm and fired shots towards another man near a residence. However, no injuries were reported. Simpson was booked into county jail for willfully discharging a firearm, as well as for an outstanding warrant for assault with a deadly weapon. Multiple agencies assisted park rangers at Humboldt Redwood State Park in confiscating over 2,000 marijuana seedling plants on Monday. Law enforcement contacted three suspects when they arrived in a nearby illegal camp near Bull Creek, but they fled the area on foot. 20 acres of the park was illegally cleared of vegetation, and the plants, as well as an MK-99-type assault rifle and highly toxic pesticides, were confiscated by law enforcement. All other types of trash, water hose, and material were removed from the site as well, and the three suspects who fled the grow site remain at large. This afternoon, the Humboldt County Coroner's Office released the identity of human remains that were found at a campground in Humboldt Redwood State Park in August of 2014. DNA analysis confirmed the identity as that of 31-year-old Luis Eduardo Rea, a citizen of Mexico. His remains were found by a hiker in 2014 on a trail near the Cuño Creek campground. The cause of Rea's death is unknown at this time, and the investigation is ongoing. This evening, incumbent and current District 2 County Supervisor Estelle Fennell and challenger Glenn Rogers will participate in a candidate forum ahead of the June primary election. Hosted by the League of Women Voters, the forum will begin at 7 p.m. and will be broadcasted on Channel 13. And like the candidate forum on Monday, local residents can mail in questions for the candidates before the forum begins. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Humboldt State students conduct an inflation study in Eureka. Dan Squire has more.
Students with Humboldt State's Economics Department have released the results of a three-year study on inflation in the city of Eureka, a study that hasn't been done for more than 20 years. The results of the research reveal that Eureka's Consumer Price Index, the amount paid for things like food, housing, beverages, and health care, has risen just over 2% since 2013, while the core inflation rate, which excludes food and energy costs, has dropped slightly. Eurekans are paying nearly double for a dozen eggs than they did in 2013, and the cost of alcohol and housekeeping items and supplies has risen sharply as well. The cost of rent, clothing, and gasoline have remained static, while wages have risen slightly in the past 3 years.
Thank you, Dan. Search crews in Mendocino County were back out near Moat Creek Beach today as they continued the search for 57-year-old Oakland resident David Tam Lay. Lay went missing on Monday morning after he dove for abalone in the ocean with friends and family and did not resurface. The rough ocean conditions on Monday and Tuesday afternoon made the search difficult for search parties. Search parties include State Fish and Wildlife, a Coast Guard helicopter, Redwood Coast Volunteer Fire, and sheriff's deputies. And that's the news on this Wednesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.